This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you're only just joining us, my name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Today's topic of discussion is about chatbots or robots and mental health, about whether or not you would feel comfortable enough talking to a chatbot or a robot to discuss your mental health, because it's taken a toll on everybody. This is the pandemic we're talking about, especially when it comes to work stresses and them following you home and maybe you don't have anybody to talk to. We have a poll running. We've got a question, of course, which I've just mentioned. We'll get to some feedback in a moment, but let's have an update from Bursa at break.
Yeah, so the KLCI is up by 0.24% at 1,626 points. Active stocks include PA Resources, Medtronic Global, and Ionix Technologies. The Malaysian ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.06, up against the Aussie dollar at 3.02, and against the Sing dollar at 3.04.
Thanks very much, Chris. Feedback from Ro over on WhatsApp has said, if you've ever tried communicating with a bot on the phone to register a complaint, you'll probably think twice about seeking counselling from one. That experience itself is enough to drive you crazy. Yeah, this is what we've been saying. You know, different things though, different folks, different strokes. Customer service is a little bit different to mental health, and the way in which these bots are created are very different beasts.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instagram?
That's the word I'm looking for, yes.
Yeah, quite a few responses on Instagram, I think, on either side of the argument. Emmy Bubbly says, no judgment, which I think is a massive, you know, part of the appeal. VJs87 says, human connection is still missing. I'd rather talk to myself. Wardmaster69 says, imagine saying something to the robot and the only reply is, error 404, can't find symptom. Art Mad Lad says, if I were to talk to a robot about how my day has gone, it will reply what it's programmed to say. T.4NX just says, yes.
Okay,
so, fair
thanks
enough.
For that.
Bavriel says, still skeptical about robots' understanding of nuances in the use of language, but as Rich mentioned earlier, they're getting better at it.
Yes.
And This Is IMA says, no, because I have good friends to talk to.
That's a good point, mate, yes.
Cute.
Well done. Over on Twitter, a couple, Shamil Razak has said, because the answers are limited, unless they have a proper AI that is able to answer and give an opinion, a simple chatbot will not do. Ahmad has said, depends. Does she sound like Scarlett Johansson from that movie, Her? Probably not. And we have Rebel to Save the Environment who says it can feel what the patient feels.
I think that's the one thing robots can't do yet.
Yeah, not as yet.
Yet.
But anyway. Yeah. Moving swiftly along, we're still in the same sphere of things about mental health and doubling up duties and working from home. A bunch of questions to help keep working parents mentally fit, but not just working parents. A bit of advice to everybody, I think.
Yeah. So across the board, working parents have been strapped with an increase in overall workload, a massive upheaval of routine, and steep financial costs. It's obvious the buildup is taking a personal toll, and stress levels and burnouts among working parents are high. Many report that they're in survival mode, and alarmingly, a Lean In and McKinsey found recently that one in four women are considering scaling back their careers or leaving the workforce entirely due to the impact of COVID-19. Now, this is from an article on Fast Company with these four questions, but in my opinion, reading the article, I was like, I think the questions can apply to anyone.
Right.
And these are just questions to ask yourself, you know, that could, not just for working parents, but maybe especially helpful for them, that can help to reframe and hopefully relieve some of your stress levels. So the first question is, what is good enough?
Okay.
So from the expectations you hold about your work product to those you keep for yourself and others at home, now is a good time to lower the bar. Let go of the fraught notion of always doing and being your personal best. Embrace good enough. Holding unrealistically high expectations for ourselves and others only sets us up for feelings of failure, disappointment, and anxiety. So try to align your expectations of what is acceptable and feel more at peace. So for example, like, you don't have to do laundry every day.
Right. Yes.
You know, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
Maybe do your laundry like every couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Number two, what can I be thankful for? Gratitude is strongly linked to greater happiness. Feeling grateful generates positive emotions and helps you savor positive experiences, overcome adversity, strengthen your relationships, and improve your health. While this is undoubtedly a difficult time with a variety of negative stressors, it's still possible to find some good in what has happened or what is happening. So ask yourself what little things you can be thankful for.
Okay.
Number three, what can I laugh about? I really like this one. The scientific benefits of laughter are literally, no joke, laughter boosts the endorphins released by our brain, activates your stress response, soothes muscular tension, improves your immune system, lifts your mood, and helps you strengthen your social bonds. So while this is a difficult time and the news can be terrifying, intentionally looking for the amusing can provide a welcome salve to the steady stream of stress. And even in the darkest moments, you could find something funny that will make you bowl over with laughter. So seize opportunities to escape your stressful situation for a few moments and enjoy the release of laughing out loud. Not only will you feel better, but thanks to the process of emotional contagion, you will also raise the spirits of people around you.
Okay, yep. I often do that, you know, and I feel guilty for saying this, but you know those silly videos where people are falling down or they trip over something and they
like
end up in the...
compilations?
Yes, I love those things, you know, and other people not getting injured, but I can't stop watching. If I need a laugh, that's my go-to.
My go-to is finding videos on YouTube of babies eating lemons or oranges for the first time. It always makes me laugh and it's so cute. Number four, the last question, is how would I treat a friend? So grant yourself some forgiveness. Many people mistakenly believe that being self-critical and tough on themselves is required for success. However, self-criticism often leads to negative emotions and makes you weaker in the face of failures and therefore less likely to learn from them. Inadequacies, failings, and sufferings are part of being human. Self-compassion, or treating yourself as you would a friend when you're faced with suffering or failure, is a far more productive choice. Self-compassion reduces anxiety and builds greater resilience, strength, and happiness. And when you accept your humanity and you treat yourself as you would a friend, you'll open yourself up to feeling more compassion for both yourself and others.
Yeah, I often see this, you know, people who struggle to help others and forget about helping themselves, you know. And I see this a lot. And, you know, people are good. Most people are good people. And I really see them going out of the way to help other people. And on the flip side of that, they forget that they need to have that little bit of time for themselves.
Yeah, I always see phrase as the... oxygen mask analogy, where if you're on a plane and the oxygen level is going down, you need to put a mask on yourself before you can help others.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Time for a short break. Let's go under the sea in a yellow submarine with the Beatles. And then when we come back, more robot stuff here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.